In the frosty world of the Solus continent, magic blooms even in the harshest conditions, much like the unexpected love between sworn enemies. Imagine awakening to discover you've been entered into a competition to marry the very person you believe murdered your family. This is Alara Ciri's nightmare. Having spent years nurturing her hatred for Prince Norovin, the infamous Deathmaster, she now finds herself competing to become his bride in the Rising Queen trial. What begins as a desperate plot to escape transforms into something far more complicated when her body betrays her with unwanted desire for the prince she's sworn to despise. But in this world of illusion and deception, nothing and no one is quite what they seem. The Solus continent comprises six territories inhabited by four fey races: silver-haired Solus, colorful Nolus with glowing skin, mermaid-like Loken, and animalistic Silton. In this world, social status depends entirely on magical ability. Magic manifests as affinities, special powers ranging from elemental control to specialized abilities like death magic. Those with multiple affinities, called archons, wield significant political power, while those born without magic are deemed defective and face harsh discrimination. What distinguishes this world is how magic connects with emotion. Fear can awaken dormant abilities, while intense feelings amplify magical power, creating a society where inner emotional states directly influence magical strength. A growing crisis threatens this magical hierarchy. Crops across the continent are mysteriously dying, risking widespread famine. Though Aurum, a magical substance that enables growth in freezing temperatures, has helped previously, even this solution is now failing, creating the perfect conditions for political upheaval. Ilara begins consumed by hatred, believing Prince Norivin murdered her family. After blooming 10 winters late and considered defective most of her life, she suddenly manifests multiple affinities, including a rare life-creating ability that could restore the continent's dying crops. Her fierce independence defines her character, forced to either win the trial and marry the prince or lose and wed another noble. She immediately plots escape with her sister Kylas, refusing to be anyone's pawn. Yet her body betrays her with unwanted attraction to the prince she despises. This creates exquisite tension, especially since Prince Norivin can smell emotions, including her desire for him. "I would sooner die than marry their murderer," she declares, even while struggling with her attraction. This contradiction forms the emotional core of her journey, a woman whose convictions are gradually undermined by both desire and emerging truths that challenge everything she believed. Through trials and training, she transforms from an underdog into someone who recognizes and embraces her own power. Prince Norivin initially appears the quintessential villain, the feared royal enforcer with six powerful affinities, including death magic. His possessive behavior toward Ilara seems tyrannical, forbidding her from marrying others and reacting with rage when men touch her. Yet beneath this facade lies truth. His actions stem from a mate bond, a rare magical connection creating an irresistible pull between them. More significantly, he's been protecting innocent fey rather than executing them, creating a sanctuary in the Cliffs of Sarum where he shelters those his father ordered him to kill, including Alara's family. King Novakin controls Norivin by threatening Queen Lysandra, abusing her whenever Norivin disobeys. "With royalty comes demands. With demands come chains," he tells Alara, revealing he's as trapped as she is. Norivin's ability to transform into an enormous black dragon symbolizes his hidden nature. Beneath his cold exterior lies something wild, powerful, and protective rather than destructive. His vulnerability with Ilara transforms him from feared executioner to a man worthy of love. The Rising Queen trial forms the central plot structure, a competition where Ilara faces three tests against other females to potentially become Prince Norivin's wife. What begins as something she wants to lose transforms into a battle she's determined to win as her feelings evolve. The trial showcases both magical prowess and political savvy. In the first test, contestants must retrieve a suspended flag. While competitors rely on flight, Ilara uses mist-facing, teleportation, demonstrating creativity and magical strength. The second test involves retrieving a crown from ocean depths, with each contestant employing unique magical approaches. The final test becomes a brutal battle, where Ilara's magic is mysteriously compromised, leading to her loss and revealing the trial as a political tool manipulated by King Novakin rather than a fair competition. Through these challenges, Ilara transforms from naive outsider to someone capable of navigating court politics. She handles courtship dinners, rivals, and nobles who see her as either threat or opportunity, developing both magical skills and political awareness for battles ahead. The mate bond between Ilara and Prince Noravone creates compelling tension throughout the story. This rare magical connection triggers overwhelming physical desire despite Ilara's mental objections. The prince's ability to smell her attraction creates moments of exquisite embarrassment for her. "I hate how my body betrayed me around him," she admits, highlighting her conflict between physical response and emotional resistance. The bond also triggers dangerous possessiveness in Noravone. When he believes another guard touched Ilara inappropriately, his death affinity surges uncontrollably, nearly killing his friend before Ilara intervenes, revealing both the power and danger of their connection. What elevates this beyond typical romance is how they resist the bond for rational reasons. Noravone knows claiming Ilara would endanger her if his father discovered them. Ilara refuses to complete the bond until she reconciles her feelings about her family's fate. This tension between magical destiny and personal choice creates a romance that feels both fated and earned. As they gradually lower their defenses, their connection deepens beyond physical attraction to a partnership based on mutual respect and understanding. The novel culminates in Ilara's devastating loss in the final test through sabotage. When King Novakin decrees she'll marry the abusive Lord Woodsbury, she and her sister Kylas execute their escape plan with Queen Lysandra's help, using rare potions to enhance their abilities and mask their magical signatures. They flee to the Glass and Barrier Islands, where King Drachu offers protection. His cryptic remarks about Ilara being a queen suggest political calculations behind his hospitality, leaving us wondering if she's found true freedom or merely a different form of control. Prince Noravin remains determined to fight for Ilara despite their separation. Her letter assures him she hasn't abandoned their love, only fled to find a way to combat his father's machinations. Their intact mate bond creates tension that propels the story forward as the continent's crop crisis persists and political conspiracies continue to unfold. In this world of deception and magical bonds, Ilara and Noravin's journey has just begun, their separation setting the stage for a reunion that will challenge the very foundations of power in the Solus continent.